This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. It's going to be a good one today. It's going to be juicy and it might get a little emotional. So grab your Kleenex and listen in. Today, my guest, Meredith Heller, and I are going to talk about her work, not just her book, but her work. Her book is titled Write a Poem and Save Your Life. And I think it's going to save mine because I had an emotional journey with this book already. But so I am so excited to have you, Meredith. And before I get into your book in a deep dive, I'd love for you to just give the listeners a little background on you. I know you decided to go out on your own at 13. And this whole process is how you have been saving your own life. So welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry. I'm so happy to be here with you. Yes, so realizing at a very young age that I didn't quite fit in and that I wasn't getting in a deep way from school, from society, from our culture, what my soul really wanted in order to feel fed and nourished. And so I went off in my own way, which for me, a big part of finding what nourishes me and finding the beauty and the meaning and the metaphor that helps me to understand my own life and helps me to navigate this human journey. What helps me is nature. So I went off into nature young. I left home. I lived in the woods and I found my own way. I was already writing, and for me, being able to take all of the ideas and thoughts, which were often confused and jumbled and painful, and work with my thoughts and my feelings in writing, there is such a mirror in writing and this way of accessing what's deep inside, what's in my subconscious, what's hidden, what's deeper. And the minute for me that I start writing, I feel connected to myself. And from that place, I feel connected to everything. And so as I grew and started pulling all the threads of my life together, I realized this is what I want to share with people, is this magic, this alchemy of writing. Because I think for so many of us, there is a disconnection. And writing is such a beautiful way to connect with self.
It absolutely is. And that you, starting it at such a young age, could use that tool to enhance your life, to elevate your life, and maybe to escape from life in so many ways, to, as I mean, speaking my language, to listen to your soul. That's beautiful. And I know that you've scholastically, progressed and taken classes and developed your own sense of educational style and present that to the world. I mean, the subtitle, A Guide for Teens, Teachers, and Writers of All Ages, it is a guide. I shared a bit of my story with you. Like, I was blocked for 5 years. I practiced this shamanic journey and I write out my journeys. Anything beyond that, I was totally blocked from. I was so blocked that I couldn't even pick up the book because that fear. Yeah. And so what I decided to do was to just open it. And where I landed was on, I remember, and everything that came through, I remembered so much that it was a challenge to just pick out the bits and pieces. So I just wrote the bits and pieces, and it was extremely emotional, and it landed on, my last thought was a best friend of mine that got, my best friend since birth that got killed in a car accident when we were 21. Oh. But it was a beautiful, you know, a beautiful reconnection to that experience and seeing his presence in my life since then.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was the exactly what I needed to remove that block. And so when I shared that with you earlier, you know, you talked about how you opened up the book and where you landed as a starting point for people that are experiencing it like me, that are blocked and ready. I mean, we've been through so much grief this last year. It's time we save our lives.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. And I think to give ourselves the gift of ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what the deeper piece I'm hearing in what you're sharing right now. And thank you so much for sharing that piece, because I think that your story is both personal and universal, that so many of us feel blocked.
Yeah.
Not only in our writing, and everything is holographic, you know, so if we're blocked in the writing, we're blocked in how we share ourselves, how we connect with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's so powerful, and I'm so deeply happy for you that you opened to I remember and started writing. And I think the I remember is one of the best places to start when we're blocked. And you had mentioned when we first started talking that you didn't want to read the example poem. And I thought that was actually brilliant, because a lot of what being blocked is about is because we're comparing ourselves either to others or to an older version of ourselves or to, well, you know, oh, that was a great poem I wrote. I'll never be able to write something like that again. That kind of thing. So there's always this comparison instead of just what's happening for me right now, right now. This is valuable. This matters. I matter. My memories are so connected and intrinsic to who I am and how I show up with myself, with the world. And so, especially when they're painful memories, we push them away. And this is understandable. It's understandable that we don't want to hurt. And yet, it's in the feeling itself that we come to life. It's it.
Absolutely. That's how I felt. I felt so much more alive and a sense of relief. Like, okay, I'm still here. I am alive.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I think, you know, there's so much fear in touching into what hurts. And I think that what I've found for myself and with all the many people I've worked with over the years in writing is that being willing to touch into what hurts. That we spend so much energy protecting ourselves from. It's so much energy to protect ourselves. And when we're just willing and we say, oh yeah, the sorrow, the anger, the hurt, the even the envy, even the judgment, all of it is welcome here.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at it with curiosity. What do I have to learn from this? What do I get to learn? What do I get to sit with that's maybe not, that's uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. And like you said, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I survived this. And mm-hmm. then we go into the memories and there's beauty that comes from it. You know, like your friend who died and my friends who have died that I've written about.
Yeah.
We become pieces of them. We claim pieces of them and our experience with those people that are part of this whole assemblage of who we are. And it makes us richer.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Hey, can I just add that tomorrow is my friend's birthday? So that he came in over the course of this last, you know, week, last to me was even more potent and powerful, that we have this connection, we have that connection, and that it's safe. I mean, I think that that's how I felt after I wrote that piece. I think that's how I felt too, was safe. And in your story, I know that you found so much safety in your writing.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, it's so beautiful that he came in and came through and it's his birthday.
Thank you.
And to me, it's like that's the piece of you and he that are always connected.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying to you, the part of him that lives in you is accessible to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are richer because of your connection. And when we open, I have a friend like that too, who passed. And it's like, sometimes I push it away. But it's when I open even into my grieving and feeling bereft that she's gone, even that, increasing our capacity to feel is what makes us more alive, as we were saying. So then we put it into writing and it becomes this thing that's tangible, that we can, you know, we name it. And in naming it, it becomes so much more real and we can work with it. You know, otherwise it's just like this amorphous feeling that kind of overwhelms us. Mm-hmm. But when we name it and include it, then it's more workable. We have clarity. Mm-hmm. So, yes. You said one more thing and I forgot what that was.
I don't know. I know. I'm like so interested in what you've been saying, but what keeps coming to me.
Oh, I know what it was. Safety. Yeah. What were you?
Oh, yeah. Safety. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. That we're safe.
Yeah. And I think that the piece that is so exciting for me in writing, and especially bringing writing to, everybody, but especially to teens.
Yes.
Is the piece of honesty. Mm-hmm. Where our writing is a place where we can be absolutely and completely honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
And if you don't want anybody to ever read that, tear it up or burn it.
Burn it, yeah.
Throw it away. But to write it, to say it, to own it, to claim it, to see it, to say it, to express it.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have come to in my life is that safety is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And freedom is being true to myself and saying what I, expressing who I really am, what I really think, what I really feel, first to myself and then to whomever, you know, I need to or I want to. Mm-hmm. And so my whole definition of safety has changed from, it used to be a place of turning inward and almost hiding and keeping myself alone in a refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And my refuge now has become myself and my truth That's what's safe. Mm. When I'm not safe is when I'm not honest mm-hmm. with myself. And I think our writing is this beautiful place, this beautiful laboratory and place of practice where we learn to be honest and we learn how deeply fulfilling and nourishing and clarifying it is to be honest.
Yeah, and isn't it such a release when it's put out there instead of in here? Mm-hmm. And I love how you address that with the teens. And I'm sure it happens with many adults where they're worried about, oh my God, if I write it, somebody's going to read it. Somebody's going to read it.
Yeah.
And I love how you address that. Burn it.
Yeah.
You know, throw it away.
Yeah.
Bury it.
Yeah.
Let it disintegrate and let it take your secret with it if that's how you feel.
Exactly.
And then feel the relief and the release that comes from putting it down on the paper and speaking that truth.
Yeah. Expression.
Yeah.
Is freedom.
I love that.
Yeah.
Expression is freedom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And isn't that what we want? Freedom to be what we are, to be accepted, to be not judged. And in your journal, that's the place where you can feel that, to start to feel that within yourself.
That's right. So yeah, I love what you said, that freedom is to have the freedom to be who we are, to not feel judged, and to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And we do that here in ourselves first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our journal becomes a mirror, a bowl of acceptance. Mm-hmm. And the more room that we make in that place for ourselves, we carry that out into the world. When we accept ourselves and we're honest with ourselves, we can be who we are in the world. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what I see and experience is that people come to us and say, "What are you doing? Yeah. How did you do that? How long did it?" Somebody asked me the other day, how did you learn to speak so truthfully? And I said, because it was so painful not to.
Yeah.
And so I made that my mission.
You know,
how do I listen? Yeah. How do I listen deeply and tap the memories and tap the truth and use what I feel in my body and take whatever arises? Oh, I feel sad. Oh my gosh, how beautiful that I feel sad. What's my sadness about? What do I learn from this? Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel joyous. What is my joy today? Oh, I'm so curious about this or that or myself or this person. And to take whatever is here and give our beautiful attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, we deepen and grow and learn that everything that comes up is an opportunity to inhabit ourselves more deeply, understand ourselves more clearly, express ourselves more fully, more truthfully, and connect in an authentic way that nourishes ourselves and others and weaves us together, you know, in this beautiful dance of individuality and universality.
And isn't that something else that we're craving, right? Authenticity.
Yeah.
Showing up in our individuality and yet feeling a deeper connection. Again, you know, you're speaking my words when you talk about deepening connection to your soul. What's more authentic than tuning into your soul and expressing it in a way that makes you feel free and safe and enhances all of that.
Yeah. Wow. Makes you feel alive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Julia Butterfly Hill, whom I love, who sat in the redwood tree, she has this absolutely gorgeous term that she coined that's uniqual.
I don't know if you
remember that, but I just,
I
love it so much, uniqual, because it makes, it gives us all the capacity and the same standing or taking our seat in this place of we are all unique and equally. We are all equal. So there's room and space and invitation for us to develop our unique selves, knowing that each of us is equal and this is a universal experience, this being human.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I read something else last night that fits in here. It was about one of the things that blocks us is that we all think there's some right way to be human.
Oh, yeah. Right? How does that rob you from your authenticity?
Oh, yeah. And your personal, like, unique expression. And how about, right? And how about just, like, I'm allowed to not know? I'm allowed to get it wrong? I'm allowed to make a mess?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm allowed to have my own process, that the way that I do it is different from anybody else. Sure, I can say this worked for me. This works for me. Try this here. Do all the exercises in my book, you know, but find your own way and do it your own way. And I just found that so liberating and empowering of we all think there's some right way to do this human thing.
What there's your comparison, right?
Right.
Stop comparing. You brought that up earlier in the conversation.
That's right.
Comparison.
Yeah. Such a shutdown. Such a shutdown.
Total shutdown. And of course the blocks and where everybody's at in the world today, how can they not, especially with social media, right? Connect to that place of comparison. And when you start doing just you, listening to just you, you find that space of freedom. I love what you said about this is what works for me. Like, this is what, you, these are your tried and trues that have worked for you. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different topics, a lot of different choices, a lot of experiences that I'm sure so many people can relate to in your work.
Yeah.
And I like what you said also. I don't know verbatim, but I'm going to re-listen to this because this is a good one. Something about the learning that you find in your sorrow and your joy. Yeah. What can I learn here? What can I, what is this experience teaching me and showing me? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the yin and yang of life, sorrow and joy. And both of them help us function better in the middle. And what a great tool.
Absolutely.
Writing.
Yeah. And so I would bring in our curiosity. And I think that our curiosity in our own process and in our experience of being human is what is the key out of the block and the key out of the comparison. If we're curious about who we are and what our experience is of anything that comes up. But like we're talking about the sorrow and the joy, they are both openings of capacity to feel. And the more we open and the more we grow our capacity, like you're saying, the more we can show up here with what is.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
And this is the gift to be here with self, with other, as part of this this life.
Yeah.
Which is thrilling.
Yeah, this is where we are right now.
This is
so it. Let's figure out how to enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, we're This ride is ending in just a second. We have just another minute or two left. And first, I want to say thank you, Meredith, so much for being here and sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you. I feel
like we have a lot more to share.
There's
a lot more to talk about. So
yes,
we'll have to do this again in the future. And listeners, grab the book. Okay? Grab the book. Write a poem. Save your life.
There we go. Write a poem. Save your life.
And it's not just for teens.
It's for everyone.
Me. I'm an adult. I'm going to be 60 next year. And I gained so much out of this. And I'm going to commit to making this part of my daily practice. So listeners, join me. Grab the book. Let's do this. Let's do this together and lose our blocks. And MeredithHeller.com.
And I teach workshops. Join a workshop. We meet every week. It's thrilling. It's warm, welcoming, inspiring, poetry, church. Soul food. I love that. Poetry church. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I love for my guests to leave the listeners with a thought to take out to the day. And maybe that's go to poetry church.
Yeah. Come on. Join us. Yeah. And you get to write, you know, you get to take translation from your own heart, writing by heart. I say writing by heart. Your heart knows the way. Trusting what you know and feel, knowing that you matter. And when you write it, it becomes something that is alive, that matters to you, to anyone you choose to share it with. You matter.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
And I love talking.
You matter.
You matter. Thank you.
Thank you.